You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here with your Giants news roundup for Wednesday, January 26th. Big day today for your New York Giants. They will introduce new general manager Joe Shane to the media in a press conference at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center at 11:45 a.m. Yours truly plans to be there. Hopefully I'll manage to get a question in, and we'll kind of take the temperature of the room and see what things look and sound and feel like at Quest as the Giants officially introduce Joe Shane as their new general manager. If folks want to watch that press conference, you can do that at Giants.com, at the Giants mobile app, Giants TV app, and on the Giants YouTube channel. Again, that starts at 11:45 a.m. Eastern time, which means yours truly will be trekking from here just outside of the Albany area up to East Rutherford, New Jersey, or down to East Rutherford, New Jersey, rather, for the day's activities. So come on back to bigblueview.com for thoughts on what we hear on Wednesday from co-owner John Mara and from new general manager Joe Shane. All right, let's talk quickly about the ongoing search for a head coach. Giants completed a second interview on Tuesday with Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, who has emerged as the favorite for the job. Daboll is the only candidate at this point to have received a second interview. Folks that I've communicated with have indicated that they think the job is his. And what you read and what you hear from other folks around the NFL is pretty much the same thing. This sounds like Brian Daboll's job to lose at this point. Giants still have two interviews to conduct. On Wednesday, they will be talking to Giants defensive coordinator Patrick Graham, who has also received some interest from the Pittsburgh Steelers for their vacant defensive coordinator job. Graham probably won't be out of work long if he doesn't land this Giants job, and if whoever does land the job decides to go in another direction for defensive coordinator. If, for example, Brian Daboll gets the job, as seems to be anticipated, as we said, it sounds like Wink Martindale, former defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, could get the job. Lots of talk that Daboll wants Ken Dorsey, who's currently Buffalo's quarterbacks coach, to be the Giants offensive coordinator. To be honest, I doubt that happens, because I doubt that the Bills are going to let both Daboll and Dorsey get away. I would think that what the Bills will do is promote Ken Dorsey to offensive coordinator, try to have some continuity there for their offense and for quarterback Josh Allen. So you'll hear Dorsey's name connected to Daboll a lot, but I have my doubts that uh, that Daboll is able to bring Ken Dorsey, you know, should he get the Giants head coaching job. In addition, we haven't talked about former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores yet. Flores is scheduled to interview with the Giants on Thursday. As I wrote on Tuesday at Big Blue View, I think that Flores is a really, really appealing candidate, but Flores has a couple of difficulties when it comes to convincing the Giants that he is the right candidate for their head coaching job. The first is that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have a relationship that stretches back for at least a decade, going back to when Daboll was offensive coordinator in Miami. I believe that was in 2011, and Joe Shane was part of the staff there at the time. I believe he was in scouting at that time. Daboll and Shane have also been together for the last 4 years in Buffalo. And of course, Joe Shane is going to want someone he is comfortable with, someone perhaps that he has familiarity with, and Daboll fits that bill, obviously, to a T. The other difficulty that Flores has is that his tenure in Miami was not without controversy. The last thing that Joe Shane wants is to bring in a head coach who is going to fight him for authority. Why would Shane want to set up a situation where he has a power struggle with the head coach? Flores is a strong-willed guy, went through a lot of coaches on the offensive side of the ball in his 3 years in Miami, lost a power struggle with general manager Chris Greer, which in the end is what ended up getting him fired. So, yeah, has a reputation, you know, for being, as I said, strong-willed, sometimes hard to get along with, might want more authority over personnel decisions than a new general manager might be willing to give him, especially one who doesn't have a lengthy personal relationship with him. So I'm not discounting the fact that Brian Flores could win this job. I know that Giants ownership really likes him and has respect for Flores and really wants to hear from him. But Joe Shane is said to be driving this head coaching search, which is, I think, why I would expect that Flores is not the choice here in the end. I don't doubt that Brian Flores possibly ends up in Chicago or ends up as head coach with the Houston Texans. But I have my doubts that he ends up with this Giants job. Anyway, looks like, you know, we'll get to hear from Joe Shane a little bit later on Wednesday. And it could be that your New York Giants have a head coach by Friday. The Senior Bowl is next week, and you have to believe that the Giants would like their management team, their head coach, and their general manager in place by the time they, you know, send a group of scouts and executives to Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. So you would have to think that they would like to get a head coach in place as soon as possible. And if Brian Flores is the final interview that gets done and the Giants decide that they don't want to bring him back for a second interview, then you could see a hiring as early as Friday. And of course, Giants fans, we will have all of the news, information, analysis, opinion for you at bigblueview.com. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on YouTube if you're watching us there, and on your favorite podcast applications if you're listening to the melodious sounds of my voice on Big Blue View Radio. Thank you, as always, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.